Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Lexi Lombard, your host of the Alexi podcast. And if you listened to last week's episode with Alex McQueen, thank you so much for all of your kind words that you sent, all the love that you sent her. It means the world to me to get to share one of my favorite relationships with you guys and to have you respond so well and so lovingly and give your warm well wishes and gratitude. It was sweet, and it's actually one of my favorite episodes I've ever recorded. I hesitate a lot with having guests. If you're new to this podcast, it's primarily a solo podcast. This is a conversation between me and you, and I'm very, 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 to say the least, selective in regards to bringing guests into this sacred space because it's so important to me. And I have maybe lied to myself saying that I don't want to subject other people to this level of vulnerability that I reach during these episodes, and that's why I avoid bringing guests on. But if I was a little bit more honest with myself, I would say that maybe I fear that bringing someone on this podcast that I'm not as close with would make me less vulnerable. But that's something I'm interested in working on. And every time I have a guest on, it's rewarding and I like it. And though I love a solo episode, I do want to bring guests on. And last week was a reminder to me how enjoyable of an experience that can be. If you haven't listened to the episode, it's called The Questions That Keep Me Up at Night. I highly recommend. I love it. However, you're just getting me today. And my goodness, before we get into questions, I want to give a little life update, give you the lowdown on what's been going on. Everything was so ugh last week. I did not love last week. When it rains, it pours, and last week it was pouring in minor inconveniences over and over and over again. Last week was Valentine's Day, and I was oh so looking forward to it. However, I was sick, and I could not participate, and it was a homebody week. And being sick as an adult is not fun. I actually have never enjoyed being sick. I never received the sympathy that children receive when they're sick. I felt like I was in trouble every time I was sick. And maybe that's a personal upbringing, but it was not okay for me to be sick. It felt like I had done something wrong. Like I caused it. It was my fault. And I carry on that same behavior to myself. And that's how I parent myself. When I'm sick, I get very upset with myself for being sick. I'm not speaking to myself very kindly. And on top of that, I'm physically ill. It's a lesson I need to learn, but I didn't learn it this week. I just did the best I could, as we're all doing. I woke up yesterday feeling eons better. Pep in my step, burst of energy. Woke up, met my friend for a hike. We did an intense, brisk walk. Chatted, caught up, which was nice. I love any chance to be physically active and also social because I was in gym clothes. After we got lunch, then I just went to the climbing gym. The gym just put in this tandem climb, and I think it was in honor of Valentine's Day. So it's a climb that you need to do with another person. I saw this girl climbing alone. I'm like, it's a tandem climb. Do you want to do it together? And we did it. It was so fun. I've never done anything like that. I had to really hold myself firm. I felt like a base in a cheerleader squad. And she had to swing around me. She was like grabbing my thighs and my waist to swing around to get through to the next hold. It was really fun. I've never done anything like that. I love any exercise to trust another person. Damn, little hints are revealing themselves, not just to you, but to me as well. So made a new friend. And then funny enough, another girl that I've become friends with through climbing walked in and she knew the girl that I was climbing with. They had met at the gym. So then the three of us climbed together. It was fun. I also had run into a friend from my personal life. He was there with some of his friends. So even though I had gone to the gym alone, I ended up hanging out with people, which is nice. It's how it always works because it is really nice to climb with friends and go with friends. But I find that when I'm there alone, I often leave with a friend. It's a really fun hobby. It's been very cool because I think I've been doing it for almost 6 months now. Then I got home, made myself a meal, ate it in bed, so indulgent. I never do that. I did that twice this week. You know what? Let's give myself grace. I was sick. But I wasn't bedridden sick, which also makes it feel like I'm lying. There's some psychological questions that I need to sort out because I do feel like I've done something wrong when I'm sick. Therefore, I need to punish myself. Both of these things are not true, but I'm looking at my behavior. And then same thing, I'm eating in bed because I'm so exhausted. But I'm over here being like, you are indulging in something so luxurious and forbidden. Girl, you're fine. So I was tired, ate in bed, really relaxed myself, and then woke up this morning and my friend's doing a show in New York on Thursday. So Tyra and I, my roommate, we just decided to look at flights to New York. And the flights weren't that bad, so we full sent it, and now I'm going to New York this week, and I could not be more thrilled. I love New York. I used to live there. I lived there for 5 years, moved back to Los Angeles a year and a half ago, and I came out here to escape the winter, but you know what? Grass is always greener. I kind of want to taste it, so I will be in New York with my coat and my Uniqlo heat tech and some boots and layers and a little red nose. Ah, I can't wait. I'm really looking forward to it. I also love the East Coast. I'm East Coast born and bred. It's in my blood. Feels right. Like when I'm on the East Coast, I'm aligned. I feel like I'm in reality, but that's just because I'm in my roots. And LA's been boring lately. And by bored in LA and me blaming the city is me saying that I personally had a boring week last week because I was so low energy. So it's nice to have something to look forward to this week. And my birthday is quickly approaching. My birthday is March 15th. And today is Monday, February 19th. Actually, Claudia Salewski's birthday. Happy birthday, Claudia. We're going to see each other tonight. She's doing a little activity for her birthday, which I think is fun. If you have a March birthday, not my favorite month. I wish if I could pick my birthday, I'd want my birthday to be in September. I love September. I'm coming off of a high from the summer. I'm also looking good because I'm tan. September is when the air of discipline comes back, so I'm ready to get started, but also excited to have a last hurrah. September is also another time during the year that feels like a new start. You know, the school season's about to begin, or the September issue in the fashion world, fashion week. It feels like a concrete transition. March is the beginning of spring, but it's not necessarily warm. Opposite of September, it's like I'm the palest I've been all year. Probably just riding out of that seasonal depression. I liked it as a kid because it was... it was long enough after Christmas where if there was anything that I wanted that I didn't get for Christmas, I knew that my parents had enough time to save money to, for me to, without guilt, ask for something else that I wanted. So I liked that it was March. Also, there's very few other holidays that are going on that time of year. I'm complaining. I don't need to do this. I don't care. It's fine that my birthday's in March. It hasn't really impacted me and who I am. And I would probably be the same person if I'm born in September. Actually, I hadn't thought about the astrological aspect that I would probably have a different personality or different goals maybe if I was born in September versus March. But in terms of having a celebration during a certain time of year about myself, I wonder how much it actually impacts me. Do you actually think you'd be a wildly different person if you were born months apart? Maybe. Who knows? This is the only life I know of. I only know my perspective of someone born March 15th, 1996. I don't not like my birthday, but not like, you know what I mean. You were here. You listened. I'm just, it's a time, you know? I'm sorry if I sound grumpy. I'm probably sounding grumpier than I actually feel. I feel pretty good. I woke up this morning and I booked a flight to New York. I called Claude, wished her a happy birthday. Watched a little Love Island as a treat because it's President's Day and tired enough work and she's gotten me into Love Island. And then I booked a flight to New York. I'm excited for the short week. I'm recording an episode of Pick My Fit tomorrow and one Wednesday. I'm also vlogging, which is nice. And I will definitely vlog in New York as well. So if you've missed me on YouTube, me too. Did anyone see that the lineup is back? If you guys ever watch the lineup on YouTube, really chic fashion girlies, they live in Sweden, I believe. 5 years ago, one of the two decided to leave the YouTube channel, and I still watched, but just recently, the one who left decided to come back, and they're back! And they were discussing in their We're Coming Back video that they just love longer form content, and there is a comfort and a casualness and an intimacy that YouTube brings that short vertical platforms don't. I feel the same way. So after I record this episode, I'm going to edit not only this episode, but a YouTube video. Exciting. Every time I start vlogging, I remember how much I love it. And they were inspiring me to come back. Also, Claudia's back on YouTube. She's doing monthly vlogs. I love that. I was just watching Moya's vlogs last night. Shout out Moya if you're listening. Congrats on getting Moya on Instagram. Pot Meat Kettle, happy to have Lexi on Instagram. She's like, it doesn't mean too much, but it is a bit of a power move. Totally. Who else I've been watching on YouTube? Still loving Lainey Ozark. She's been really consistent on YouTube. She's been consistent on YouTube since what, like 2020? Love her. And she has a baby. Oh, that's so cute. I was looking at this little girl on TikTok yesterday and she had glasses on. I was thinking, oh my gosh, what if my baby has glasses? I didn't wear glasses as a kid, but there's something so cute about a little kid in glasses. I guess that's a life update on me. I've rambled enough. Clearly, I don't have anything revolutionary to say, so maybe in your questions, it'll spark something more interesting. I'm sorry if I sounded grumpy or boring or like a martyr. I certainly didn't mean to, and let's leave my life update and get into your questions. But first, a word from today's sponsors. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. I was so lucky as a kid. I never had seasonal allergies. It was not something I dealt with. And then something switched in my mid-20s and I started developing seasonal allergies, and my allergies throw off my whole morning. So let me tell you about Astapro. It is the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. I think it's important to mention that Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes while other allergy sprays can take hours. Astapro delivers full prescription strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy noses, and sneezing. I only recently learned about Astapro. I wish I knew about it sooner. If you're interested, get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can Astapro and go today. Astapro allergy.com. Use as directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies. Let's talk wellness, ladies. I know some of you love yourself, a new wellness brand, something to hop on, and let me tell you about Fleur Marché. They deliver simple, quality, and affordable wellness solutions. Founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Their plant-based wellness patches deliver ingredients topically. These ingredients are then absorbed into the skin and into the bloodstream. You just stick it right on your skin. They're vegan, cruelty-free, latex-free, tested for pesticides, herbicides, and other contaminants before and after production. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get a special discount just for the At Lexi listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with promo code LEXI at checkout. Orders over $50 get free shipping. Go to FLEURMARCHE.com and use code LEXI for 20% off your first order. You know, the week before your period, I would argue that it's worse than your actual period. I feel like I want to crawl out of my skin. I have crazy cravings. I feel down. I feel like my head's going to explode. And I think I hate myself and everything around me, and I'm on the verge of a menti B and I do not know why. Then I start bleeding and I'm like, got it, for sure. Now it's easier than ever to manage PMS with Estro Control. Happy Mammoth is the company that created Hormone Harmony as well as Estro Control and is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means only using science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code LEXI, L-E-X-I-E, at checkout. That's Happy Mammoth, HappyMammoth.com, and use the code LEXI for 15% off today. And we are back. Let me look at the questions. My Instagram handle is LEXI, L-E-X-I-E. Let's start off easy breezy. Made these for myself yesterday. Kendall wants to know, what's your favorite way to eat eggs? I love a soft scramble. Oh wait, I didn't say this during the update. I want to say this now. I was watching Moya's vlog and she had a January reflection. And I think I need to do that because there were a lot of lovely things that happened in January and February that I'm not acknowledging. Like, I went to go visit a dog that I want to adopt. I ate at so many delicious restaurants. I had a lot of good food in the last month and a half. I also got to have that special episode with Alex. I got to see the beach last Monday. I've been loving the new people on Pick My Fit. One of my friends from New York has been apartment swapping and has been here for the month, which is fun. So I want to do that little journal prompt. Another journal prompt I want to do is just one I thought of in my head. You know how a lot of us are just like, I want more money, I want more money? I was thinking of asking myself, what do you want this money for? Because my knee-jerk answer is always to fly last minute, which now I'm there. I can do that. Granted, I bought it with credit card points, but that's putting myself in a position where I can travel last minute. But my next one is, I want to travel first class. Imagine only ever traveling first class. What a life that would be. So comfortable. I did it once for the first time in August. I had a lie flat seat from Los Angeles to New York. It was a red eye. I get on the flight, lie back, pillow under my head, blanket on top of me, sleep, wake up, arrive in New York, day ahead of me. I've never experienced something like that. I have gotten to the point where I'm not willing to accept bottom of the barrel travel the way that I was when I was a teenager. When I was getting flights when I was 18, 19, even like 23, I didn't care. I just wanted to get there. I would take the long way around the world. I would take the two layovers. I would take the worst seat. It didn't matter. Now I'm getting older and it matters. Like, I do want to travel more comfortably and I'm not willing to sacrifice as much. But I was thinking of other things I want to have money for. I want to have money for a pet, eventually a house and a child, but things that I actually want money for right now, I'm not sure. I'm always thinking of money for the future. Maybe, but I'm also more of a saver than a spender. But it was a journal prompt that I wanted to ask myself that I think could be interesting to ask yourself as well. Molly wants to know what's my current favorite happy song. Texas Hold'em, Beyonce. I love that she's giving us some country. I absolutely love it. I have it on repeat. It is honky-tonk in the best way possible. Hey, Isabella asked, where do you find your motivation? I need. Motivation is not reliable, okay? We cannot rely on motivation. When it comes, that's amazing. But there are little tricks to get yourself re-inspired for life. Last week, incredibly uninspired by life. I was sick, Tyra was on her period, and we're just little drama queens. We're like, ugh, life isn't worth going on. So low vibrational in the apartment. Valentine's Day couldn't have been worse. She's like with a heating pad on her belly, moaning like, oh, what is this life? And I'm like in bed, like I hate it. For instance, us having something to look forward to already put a pep in both of our steps. When we were on our phones booking these flights, like, oh my God, we're going to New York. We're going to New York. This is exciting. And because I have something that I'm looking forward to that I really care about, I'm in go mode. I'm not lollygagging when it comes to editing this episode or recording this vlog. I want to make sure that everything is set and ready to go. And I want to make sure that everything is on schedule. Whereas when I have nothing that I'm looking forward to, time just feels like a flat circle that is endless and I start moving slower and I'm less invigorated. So when you need motivation, it's sometimes exciting to have something that you're looking forward to, whether that's, you know, going to visit a friend this weekend or going to a show this week, make a reservation at a restaurant you've been really wanting to go to, just something that's going to give you a little pep in your step. And sometimes that gives you a little motivation. Ariella wants to know what I'm looking forward to most about spring. The sun setting later, for sure. I'm getting to a point where I'm comfortable with when the sun's setting. I don't love it being dark so early, especially because I'm not a morning bird. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. Anna wants to know if I believe in signs from the universe and have I ever had a really memorable one. I absolutely believe in signs. I saw a lot today. So strange. So I love Beyonce's new song. And then I was also really vibing with Kacey Musgraves' new song, Deeper Well. And when I find a song that I really like, I just listen to them back and forth on repeat. and yesterday, throughout my entire day, those songs were on repeat. And that was my little happy place. When those songs were playing, I felt really good. And then this morning, when I was in Tyra's room and we were booking these flights, there was some glitch on her Spotify, and just those two songs kept playing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And she's like, it's so strange. Like, this is a playlist. I don't know why it's not. I was like, it's because I'm in here. I'm like, oh, it's me. It's because I'm in here. These are my comfort songs. She's like, I just don't know why it's not playing the other songs of the playlist. I'm like, the universe is doing something. We book our flights. I leave her room. As soon as I leave her room, the playlist begins back where it was before. Just as an example. She's like, that was so weird. I'm like, no, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. The wildest sign I ever experienced. You'll have to go on Twitter because I have photos of it. It was so, so, so strange. And I was in Houston, Texas. This is when I was at the rodeo. This is my first birthday without my mom. My mom passed 2 weeks after I turned 25. And when I turned 26, I was out of town at a hotel. It was midnight. We're watching Sex and the City. And at midnight, the subtitles on the TV glitch and say, I love you, exclamation point. It stayed. Guys, it stayed. I Love You was on top of Sex and the City. It was on top of the car commercial. It was on top of the Chipotle commercial. And it was on when Sex and the City started again. Oh, I'll retweet it. I'll retweet it so you can, my Twitter is Lexi, just like the name of this podcast. That was one of the coolest signs I've ever received in my entire life. That was so special. There wasn't a doubt in my mind that it was her. Gabby wants to know, if I were a cheese, what cheese would I be? Why? And think hard. I think I'd be Brie. Because when you see it, you're like, ooh, okay, that's fun. Oh, she's fun. Oh, we're having fun. Chow, I'm he, her, I'm not sure how to say this username, but they asked, things to focus on other than romance and dating. We are going to be partnered up in our life, and we're going to spend decades being partnered up. Enjoy this time being single. Starfish in the bed and take up all the space that you possibly can. Have as many sleepovers with your friends as possible. Travel by yourself. Travel with your friends. Really soak up these friendships and these relationships that you have outside of romance and put love into them. Also, your professional goals. Your wildest dreams. Think of the craziest things you want to do. Maybe you want to be in the UN. Maybe you want to write a pop song. Maybe you want to design a sneaker. Maybe you want to go to space. Maybe you want to start a podcast. Maybe you want to write a cookbook. Think bigger. Make a list of those things and start working on those. Go find love in your life outside of romantic love. I love this question. Sadie wants to know how to let go of wanting to be in love. Here's the reframe. Just start loving and love will find you. If you exist in love and make an effort to love your family, your friends, your neighbors, your community, your strangers. If you come from love, love will always find you. I'm not sure how to pronounce this username, but what do I do if I feel like I'm on the wrong path with respect to every aspect of life constantly? There's an expression that I recently heard online. The man who has a watch always knows what time it is. The man with two watches is never sure. And the point was that when you have one life path that you are seeing, you feel confident in it. When there are a variety of life paths that we're seeing online, in person, there's so many routes that you can take. Do you take a gap year? Do you go to school right away? Do you never go to school at all? You're constantly questioning because there's so many options. It's decision fatigue on an enormous scale. And I say this time and time again, but to combat this, you need to stop having your head on a swivel and focus on what's inside and what feels intuitively right. Get in tune with yourself, because if you listen to yourself, you will not be regretful of your life decisions. Don't worry what your sibling is doing, what your best friend is doing, what your parents did. You need to get in tune, and sometimes that takes a bit of solitude or taking a chance on something that's always been calling to you. But those little thoughts that are reoccurring, these ideas that come from a quiet place, might be the intuitive truths that you need to listen to. So stop having your head on a swivel. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to, and just give yourself some quiet space to hear what it is that you really want to do. Madison said, I'm in love with a married man. We give each other signals, but I don't know what to do with thoughts. I say, run. Run. No, no, no. That is a mess I do not want to be involved with. Brianna wants to know if I think I'll move back to New York City at some point. I have no idea. I ask myself this question often as well. I do not know. I wouldn't be surprised if I did, and I wouldn't be surprised if I didn't. If I never move back, I will continue to visit regularly throughout my life. I don't doubt that for a second, but who knows if I'll ever live there again. Grace wants to know, are you still taking a break from drinking? Yes, but I'm just experimenting with it. I went out recently to a couple bars without drinking just to see what it's like, to see if I'm able to have fun out without drinking. Because if I am, great. And that's all the more reason to maybe have a drink. I'm having so much fun. Let's have a drink to keep the night going. Like, we're feeling so celebratory. I don't want to be drinking because I'm not having fun, and a drink might make me have fun. So it's taught me a little bit of that reframe. Like, oh, I'm not having fun. This is all the more reason to not drink, because I shouldn't be drinking to make something fun. Also, it's so easy in LA. Nobody drinks here. It's so easy to not drink in LA. We'll see what happens in New York. I will say I went out a couple weeks ago and went out with some friends that worked at a bar and one worked at a club, and we were being served the nicest tequila, and I had had like 4 or 5 shots that night, and I didn't eat dinner. I ordered Popeyes on the way home, which was incredible. Another nostalgic food. I had the whole thing. I had the tenders, the red beans and rice, fries and a biscuit. I think I even had coleslaw. I really had a whole platter, but I was not hungover the next day, and that's because I wasn't drinking poison. It's something that I've always known, that better liquor is better for the body and cheaper liquor is worse, but I experienced it in real time. Made a huge difference. But this break that I'm taking from drinking is just out of curiosity and nothing more. Danny wants to know, would I ever do a meetup? I would, but I would want it to have a little bit of a purpose. I did a clothing swap and a poetry picnic, but I would also love to do a book club. I think that would be a fun meetup. Always thinking of different ideas. Not opposed to it, but I haven't made any moves towards it. Mashiel wants to know the best way to start the day. You know what is a new little habit I've picked up is morning FaceTimes. I actually really enjoy speaking to a friend first thing in the morning. This also works with Tyra, but if like Tyra's gone for whatever reason, or I don't know, even if she's there, just speaking to a friend. I had a friend that would call me on her morning commute, and that was nice, especially before coming to the podcast studio where I've already been socialized and my voice is warmed up, because sometimes if I wake up and just come here, then I'm speaking and it'll take me like 15, 20 minutes to really get warmed up. And I'm like, okay, so we are in reality now. We are no longer in dreamland. Let's get it started. But I do think speaking to a friend really wakes me up and is a fun way to start the day. Also a fun breakfast. I'm trying to eat a breakfast before I have coffee, because normally coffee was the thing that would excite me to wake up. But then I remembered when I was at Target one day about Quest bars. And if you are an OG, my junior and senior year of high school, I had a Quest bar every morning for breakfast before school. I had some flavors that I liked. I would rotate. Oh, my mom is such a sweetheart. When she would go grocery shopping, Quest bars were a little bit more niche. She would go to the grocery store, and then she would go to GNC, and she would call me and tell me what flavors they had, and she would get 7 for the week. Oh, so sweet. But the trick is that you need to take the bar out of the package and microwave it, because I love the white chocolate raspberry and the chocolate brownie, but I would never, ever, ever eat one plain. They taste chalky. I don't like it. If I microwave it for 20 seconds, give or take 5 other seconds, depending on your microwave, incredible. So I wake up and I think about having that warm chocolate brownie or white chocolate raspberry Quest bar, and it gets me up. So when you have a breakfast you're excited about, before that it was this yogurt bowl, and I would scoop the yogurt and some yummy jam, stir it around to sweeten it up, then add in seeds and oats and different toppings. But I'm kind of sick of that now. now I'm onto my quest bar. Also, it reminds me of my mom and it feels nostalgic, so I think that adds to the excitement of finding a good way to start the day. Dania said, I want to travel for the first time out of the country, but I'm scared. Any advice? Go for it. These are the fears that are so worth facing. Travel is one of the most beautiful experiences that we get to have in this life because we all are born and develop these roots in our hometown or spend our life traveling around depending on what your childhood looked like. But there are so many variations of life to live and so many things to explore and people to meet and love to share. It's beautiful. It's a fear absolutely worth facing. Katie wants to know. She said, hi, Lexi. I hope you're having a good week. It's so sweet and thoughtful when you guys are so well-mannered with your questions. Do you ever feel too serious or too silly? I never feel too serious. No. Sure, maybe too silly, but I think I walk the line well. I'm not sure. I don't take myself too seriously. I do sometimes worry that in a professional setting, because I've grown a skill set out of a personality, because my personality is sort of the pinpoint of my profession, I sometimes wonder if it inhibits my professionalism. It's a catch-22. If I'm more professional, I have to do that at the expense of my personality. I don't know, there's a way to walk that line as well. I just know for a fact that I'm not too serious. Maya wants to know some of the girlies I've been watching on YouTube. As I said, the lineup is back. I'm really looking forward to that. Claudia's back. Really looking forward to that. Just watch Moya. Jenny Bourne. I mean, the real one I'm watching is Kendall Ray. But she is a YouTube girly, but she's a true crime YouTuber. I don't know. Something about her and her husband. I want them to be my parents. I love them. Kendall just has such a strong sense of morality. And Josh is so thoughtful and so intelligent. I love them. But I'm always looking for other YouTube girlies. I also love Lucy Ray's videos. Lucy Ray McFadden. Who else? More girlies need to get on YouTube. And if you have others in that realm of the people that I just listed, please DM me links to their channel. Please. Try Nina Not Carolina asked how to trust more and let go of the fear of relying on someone. This is so hard for me. This is a lesson I must learn. For example, when I was tandem climbing with that girl, there were two ways to climb. One person was climbing the black route and one person was climbing on green. The person on green was the base. They were the structure. They really had to hold you. Whereas the person climbing black had to really use you to hold on to. And I was a much better green climber than black because I have no problem supporting others. Emotionally and physically, apparently. You can grab any part of my body. I got you. You can trust me. I have no doubt in my mind that people can trust me. But when it came to me climbing and having to hang on her and trust her, I couldn't do it that way. I really couldn't. And it was a really beautiful lesson to learn outside of just that small experience. It had a much larger message to me that I really need to learn how to trust more and rely on people. And I understand why I have trouble doing that, but it's something that I don't want to continue having trouble with throughout my entire lifetime. Feeling very reflective. I was in a really chipper mood this morning, and I was so excited to head to the studio and be like, di-di-di-di-di. But I'm feeling a little bit more introspective, and more than I've verbalized, but I definitely have interest in going into my journal after this episode, and I will post on my Instagram story the prompts that I end up doing and liking, and we'll just make this a quick little episode. And I can't wait to talk to you after I'm back from New York. I'm so excited for the experience. Pick My Fit will be up this week. Please go listen to the episode with Alex McQueen. I know you're gonna love it. The questions that keep me up at night, it's fabulous. And vlogs on youtube.com/LexiLombard. That's a place that's gonna be fun. Oh! Excited about all those things. I hope you guys have a lovely week. It was lovely to check in with you all. Thank you for listening, even just to this quick little episode. Thank you so much. And I will talk to you guys next week. Take care. XOXO. Lexi.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.